Hello, everybody. This is Aegon Alive. How's it going? Today's topic is about how I feel I have improved my Kindle skill. I was a little busy, and I couldn't participate in many practices. However, I feel since last week my Fumikomi improved. Fumikomi is a straightforward move to aim for men. You just move yourself straight forward, and I feel good about how I am doing it. And I feel now that I am doing it as if I am really jumping to grab my opponent, as if, like, to attack him. Then I feel I am moving very straight and very efficiently. I think that I am using my left leg probably more efficiently in terms of how I distribute my energy and power. However, it's not just that. One of my kendo mates, a Japanese guy, was telling me how younger kendoists can move very quickly, and sometimes they just hit you without really putting much mental kind of effort. Typically, we want to do this kind of mental kind of battle between the two persons, two kendoists, trying to kind of explore opportunities of hitting the points. So some young kendoists just rely on their speed and their power, and they just try to hit you. He said that he doesn't really try to avoid it because it's not really the I think it's because speed kendo is not really the most authentic approach to kendo, especially for us of our age. Speed-based kendo is really maybe good for younger people, but for us, we really have to kind of, engage in mental initial kind of war or negotiation of the space in between the two kendoists. So what he taught me in this conversation is that kendo is really first about mental push. And then you will find opportunities in the opponent as you negotiate the space between you and myself, the opponent and myself. And that's how kendo is supposed to be, was his message. So hearing him talk in this way, I think I now see kendo as a mental game, in addition to physical kind of. There is a physical aspect to it, but initially you need to have some mental negotiation. So now I think that I am doing this mental component of the game perhaps more efficiently, and that makes me move somehow more efficiently as I negotiate a lot between myself and the opponent, I guess. So I guess my point is that sometimes you make improvement, not always necessarily because you practice hard, but sometimes improvements occur because you kind of grow mature, grow mentally. That's my point of the day. Thank you.